Bonnie's gonna
Michael
go put
didn't wait for me.
No, because we're already recording. I'd already hit record, and you wanted to get the
and we're back.
Gummies.
I have the voice of an angel.
She's gonna get all lip smacky, disgusting.
There's so much animal hair on my mic.
Sloppy mouth. Fucking
ASMR.
No, it's not. It's munch mouth. Disgusting. You're done. Yeah. Bonnie. No, because you're munch mouthing.
Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie Angel. I'm your co-host Vance. With why are you looking like that? Yeah, you look like a goob.
Because you're waiting. You look like a sleepy, goob. Sleepy fluff.
Finally, monster. Charlie settled down. He was really excited. I said the M word a little too soon, and then he was whimpering and crying and whining for an hour before Michael got here.
And then when I got here, he fucking immediately launched into my bowels. Like I wasn't even through the fucking door. And he was like, ah! And
I trained him well.
And then I got him back later because he jumped up on the couch. He was getting all rambunctious. He jumped up on the couch and then he went to go try to put his paws up on me because he likes to jump and stretch. And I just took a step backwards and he was like, ah!
Rude.
He fell off the couch. He was forced to jump down. He recovered a little bit. He recovered a little bit.
Anyways, who you are?
Usually.
Not important.
Usually wild cherry Pepsi.
All right. What's new with you, Michael?
Well, I'm going to mute you because you're fucking munch mouthing over there. You fucking wet, sloppy munch mouth. You probably can still pick it up in the background. He's going to make people turn it off. You wonder why you people don't listen because you probably. You munch mouth the whole time. We can't even log into our analytics. Okay. I'll tell you what's new, Bonnie. Are you going to slop?
Let me live my life.
No, I'm not going to listen to you slop.
I'm not.
I'll kill you.
I'm going to pee my pants.
I watched her eat. She's claiming that they're just Sour Patch Kids, but it's probably 40 different edibles.
Yeah, right. I just had one before you got over.
I knew it.
It's my nightly routine.
All right. Anyways, per our conversation from last week, I went to the dentist, and they pulled my fucking wisdom tooth out.
Michael came over here with a gaping hole in his mouth and a whole lot of stink.
You're right.
Instead of garbage.
She can't even get it out.
Sort of garbage smelling a rotting carcass.
That was so funny. That's what was so funny. You couldn't even get it out. You start laughing before. Anyways.
How's that rotting hole in your mouth, Michael?
It's pretty brutal. I will say, I assumed it was going to be like the other. So I had the left side top wisdom tooth pulled, and that wasn't bad at all. Like they pulled it out, and you know, after all the Novocaine and the numbing agents like wore off, like I didn't need any painkillers because I was like, I can't even tell that they pulled the tooth.
Painkillers?
Right. Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't even get a painkiller when they ripped
it. Well, no,
up.
Like they're just like, take Motrin is what they tell you to do. They don't like give
take anything.
Killers. Right. And so like, I didn't need to take anything the first one, but this one.
I think
one,
like the part that hurt the worst is just them poking you with the numbing. Well,
yeah. So what ended up happening is like the roof of my mouth, I think was like bruised from the needle because like it was like, that hurt really bad. It was just like hurt to the touch. Like ooh. If I was like, if I was eating in any food, just like anything went over there, it hurt. And then I think just because of the placement of where the tooth was and how they had to pull it out, it like did some sort of like bruising or something to literally like my skull because like my cheekbone and like all up under my eye and all the way back to my jaw, like where my jaw connects to the bottom jaw, like all of that was in like so much pain.
Really?
And like, it was like, there's so much pressure on my
Michael,
eye. And
you
like,
know what that sounds like?
What, Bonnie?
You're a little bitch.
No, Bonnie, I know, but now here's the thing. Now that it's
Michael.
Most, yeah, right. You're done. Now that it's kind of healed up, I can run my tongue over like where the
Ew.
Hole is.
Ew.
And this is why I think it hurts so bad is because the other one, they basically just had to pull it like down and out. Mm. This one is literally, the hole is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's on like the side of my upper jaw. So it's like, it was like more connected to like where the cheeks are
because
it was, and it was facing, the hole is like facing up and forward. but on the
fascinating.
Side. I know.
Michael's got a bruised skull.
Yeah, so they really bruised my skull, and it was like I'd wake up in the middle of the night with like these terrible headaches. It was like
really,
it was horrible.
Michael, you have so many things.
No, it was so crazy. Well, like I said, the other one, they pulled it, and there was just absolutely no problem whatsoever. It was as though nothing had happened. Mm-hmm. This one, it was like, I'm not even kidding you, it got pulled on Thursday, and like Sunday morning, I'd wake up and like I'd stand up, and it would just feel like somebody was like crushing the side of my like cheekbone. I was like, what the fuck? So now
sounds like we're still
you wish. So now tomorrow I have to go get another one pulled.
Woohoo! And then they're all out.
Nope. Oh. And then I have a fourth one that is just that one's gonna be the worst one. I just know it. Well, the reason why I know it is because it's not fully in. There's just a hole in my gums, and you can see, you can look
barf. In this. Michael explained this before he left last week, and almost.
You look into a hole, and you can see it, too.
I almost Ralphed.
Yeah, dude, it is.
What did you call it?
Fred.
You almost Fred. Fredded.
For those of you first-time listeners here,
when Michael I was a used to kid, call Ralphing Freddy.
Yeah, because I knew that it was a name. And I told my dad once, I was like, oh, Dad, that's so gross. I almost Fred. And he goes, you almost did what? And I said, I almost Fred. And he goes, what are you saying? And I was like, I almost threw up. Oh, and he goes, God. Mike, it's Ralph, because that's what it sounds like, you Ralph. And I was like, oh. That, it was at that moment my dad was like, hold on, I got to go tell your mom something. I'm leaving you. These kids are fucking retarded. I'm out of here.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to tomorrow's tooth pulling because it's...
Yikes.
Because it is...
Have fun, Michael.
Coming in sideways, except it's pushing against the tooth in front of it. Damn. So, they're... I just know they're going to fucking have to drill it and cut
it out.
Going to
have a more Bruce
yeah.
skull.
Yeah, I'm going to come in looking like a fucking moon-faced, half-moon-face. It's going to be fucking terrible. But that's basically my
Take
entire
pics.
Week.
Take pics.
Black eye and all this other stuff. Like, what the fuck happened, dude?
Yeah.
Dentist kicked the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm. As he should.
So
exciting, Michael. Is that it?
That was my week. Oh, and then, you know.
Drinking insurance?
Also.
What are you eating?
I'm going to tell you.
You down 20 pounds?
Yo, does it look like it, Bonnie?
Maybe.
No. It doesn't. It looks like I'm up 25. Fat fucking pillow stuffed into a shirt. Anyways.
Michael, I'm getting the beginning of some upper abs.
Those are your ribs.
They're not my ribs. I'm getting some definition up top from all the exercises I've been doing.
Look at you.
It's kind of crazy.
But,
and once I get them, I'm never going to stop showing them.
Well, that's the whole point of getting them. Oh. Also, it's begun, Bonnie. I went and I bought boxes.
Oh?
I got some Walmart and I'm starting to clear
to
out.
Box your stuff?
Bonnie, because I'm my move.
I know, but do you have a place locked in?
No, but I'm going to start.
You're just going to live in a house of boxes?
No, I just slowly I'm starting to go through all this, like the little knick-knacky shit that I don't need. And like clearing out, like there's a whole bunch of cabinets that's just full of stuff that I don't use.
Yeah.
So it's basically.
I know. I've seen your.
Uh-huh. So everything that
Hoarder's Paradise.
Everything that I'm not using, I'm just going to start, why not, box it up, make it easier for when I get it and start going. So it has begun. I've already cleared out.
So nothing's really happening.
Yeah, I've gotten all the that my bookshelf,
mm-hmm.
Most of those knickknacks are in a box, and everything in those cabinets under it is all packed away, Bonnie.
Exciting.
So, I know. Anyways, you can just edit most of this out, I guess. My life's boring. I'm just going to ask the dentist to fucking rip my throat out when he fucking... Like, Doc, can you just... instead of pulling my tooth, can you just go in there and rip my throat out so I just fucking... Die.
All right.
My life is boring, Bonnie, apparently. Too boring.
You're the one that's telling me. I don't know what's going
You're
on.
You're the one falling asleep over there.
Yeah, well, maybe we should be more entertaining.
You make me sick. Anyways. All right, let's hear about Bonnie's awesome life. She's on spring break this week, and now she's got, she did something, and now her eyes are fucking hot
no, they're
blue.
Not.
They're neon blue.
This is a natural color.
No, it's fucking not.
Yeah, it is.
Bonnie... I know it's not because I saw some other weird contact lens brand in there and I don't know what they are. Oh my God. Bonnie's like, Bonnie is, her last name is Gaslighting and her middle name is Munchmouth.
Okay.
Anyways, what's new with you, Bonnie?
Well, good thing you.
Fucking nobody wants to, nobody cares.
I got a 46 out of a 50 on my midterm last week.
It sounds like you didn't do so hot.
I only missed six. Wait.
Well, it wasn't a math midterm. You dummy.
I am dumb when it comes to math. 40, we already talked about that. I missed.
You, so did you get 40, a 46 or a 44?
I got a 46 out of a 50.
Okay.
So I missed four.
Alrighty.
I think I'm dyslexic.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I did well on my legal writing midterm. And I've been off school all week. That's been nice. And last Friday, when I went into the office, I randomly saw, I think it came up on Instagram, they had a pop-up at Century City Mall for the first Omen movie that's out now.
Yeah.
They had a pop-up
like a
there.
Prequel or something, right?
Yeah, it's a prequel to the Omen. And so I ran over there on a break and went to go check it out. And they had like a confessional set up. Uh-huh. And they had a woman dressed like a nun and a guy dressed like a priest. And I think the nun was holding a baby. And there was a line to go inside the confessional. And I think, because I saw like a reel on Instagram, and I think you go in there.
Was it a dashboard confessional, Bonnie?
Is that a boomer joke?
Don't act like you don't know that band. That's like the dashboard confessional. It's a band.
Cue
it's like the first emo band. Who would have thought Bonnie doesn't know what this emo band?
I know the band.
Yeah, exactly.
But that wasn't funny. Also, I think when you go in there, they were like jostling people, like scaring people. So I was like, oh, should I stand in that line? It wasn't my lunch break though. It was just like a break, which I think are supposed to be like 15 minutes, but I ended up spending like 40 minutes. It took forever to get my boba because I went to get a boba also. So I didn't go in the line, didn't go in the confessional, but I took pics of it. It looked pretty cool. And that's that's that. And I went out with Carell. We went and got sushi for like, we were supposed to have a girls' night, but I'm telling you, but like by the time she had like a rough day at work, and she was like, I already started drinking. And I was like, okay, well, let's go to the sushi place down the street. And then there's some bars within walking distance that we could go check out. And she was like, yeah, I'm down. But when she came to pick me up in the Uber, she Ubered to me, and then we Ubered over to the place. She was yawning in the car.
Well, because she started drinking, unless she was like obliterated.
And then we get to the sushi place, and we're waiting forever. The service wasn't great there. The food was good, but the service was kind of terrible. It's like the waiter forgot about us, and so we're just waiting for him to even like come take our order. And she's just like yawning. We got our food. We had like one sake that we split, even though we ordered two. He never brought the second one. And then she kept yawning, and she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, would you be mad if I said I just wanted to go back home? Because I was tired too. So we ended up just having dinner, and then that's it.
Still fun.
Yeah, it was nice to catch up.
Fun hanging out with your little girlfriend.
Because with her visa situation, like, I guess it's like every year she has to go away for like 3 weeks.
Oh, right. Yeah. Whenever your visa expires and you have to renew it. Even though they renew it and they approve it, you still have to like leave and come back.
Yeah, it's really annoying. It's so she's like not happy about it. She wants to. I think like the only other thing she could do is like to avoid that would be to apply for a green card, but she doesn't want to be on the hook for taxes if and when she goes abroad again. Like if she decides to leave and go live in another country.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She doesn't want to have to pay fucking taxes here, which I can't blame her for that.
Right. Which is, we're the only country that does that.
So, that?
Where do you go? If you go, you have to apply for some special thing to not pay taxes in the U.S. if you spent an entire year. Like if I go to London and I work an entire year in London and I live there and I'm just like a resident there and I'm working for a London company, I still have to pay U.S. taxes. You have to apply for like some special
greedy,
thing.
Greedy bastards.
Yep.
Yeah. And then... So. I almost died on Sunday in a freak scooter accident.
Oh, no. It turned your eyes blue?
They're green.
Ah!
They've always been green, Michael. No, you just never paid attention.
Pull up an old Instagram photos here.
Anyways.
Let's take a look at these old Instagram photos. One of us
went on a date on Sunday, and one of us almost died coming back home from said date. I decided I went on a date in Koreatown. I'm like, that's not that far. I'm like, let me go for a nice little evening stroll back home because it was over by like 9. And so I'm walking, I'm wearing my shit kickers, and I kind of like changed my shoe option at the last minute, so I didn't have time, I didn't put socks on. I don't know what you're talking about, Michael. You're making stuff
brown
up.
Eyes.
Because
you're full of shit.
Those are the contacts. These are the naturals.
Oh.
So,
yeah, everyone gets brown contacts.
I walked a beautiful brown eyes. Anyone would love that. So I'm walking in these boots, and I didn't have socks on, and then I get to fucking Western. I'm on like 6th and Ardmore, and I walk towards...
At 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah. It's a big deal. There's people out walking. And so I'm walking, and I get to Western, and I'm like, I can't do this no more. My feet were fucking... I felt like the formation of the blisters, like on this toe, on the pad, this toe on the pad. That's it. Just, you know... prime area right here, and it's like, you're fucking crippled if that gets fucked up. So I couldn't walk anymore, and then I was like, well, shit, I guess I could call an Uber. But then I saw a scooter, and I was like, you know what, my scooting days, they were a wild time in San Diego. And then when I moved up here, I was like, ain't no way I'm riding a scooter on these fucking death trap sidewalks. I'll surely get a traumatic brain injury and be in a coma.
There's not a single flat sidewalk.
The sidewalks are horrendous out here. So I was like, let me get on this damn scooter. So I had to download the app. I get on the scooter, and then I forgot how to work it. You have to like hit the little lever, and that makes it go. Because I was like, I think like early scooters, you would have to like kind of kickstart. You'd like walk with them, right? To get them going. And then they would take off.
Push start, and then it would go.
So yeah, that's what I was doing. And I'm like, this ain't working. And then I had to hit the fucking... they just go by the lever now. So, and that thing, they go fast. I was like, whoa, shit.
Yeah, I think don't they go like 10 miles an hour?
They go 15? Pretty fast. You're like zipping along. I feel like
the early ones weren't
as fast.
I think they're just testing the waters to get people used to riding scooters. And then they're like, let's
make this faster. So you can die faster.
Yep.
So I'm zipping along. I'm zipping up Western. This fucking douchebag guy in the middle, literally standing in the middle of the sidewalk, just staring at his phone. And the scooter has a bell on it. So I'm like, ba-ding, ba-ding. It sounds literally like that.
Yeah.
Ba-ding, ba-ding. And he ain't moving. He's looking at his phone. But he's like in such a way that I'm like trying to anticipate, is he going to take a step back? Or should I didn't have much space on this way, on like the left, to go around him on the left side. Uh-huh. Because there was a scooter on the sidewalk. So maybe he was trying to like get the scooter with his phone or something. Either but way. He literally was completely oblivious. And I didn't know which way to go. And then sure enough, as I get closer to him, he takes a step right in front of me. And I was like, this is how I'm going to die. I'm just going to fucking collide with a dumbass man, not even paying attention at all. And then I was like, no. And then he took a step back. And then I went around and he's like, you should watch where you're going. I'm like, I fucking rang my bell.
I would have stopped that scooter, went back and be like, I watched, I'm going. I watched you stare at your phone the entire fucking time.
The whole time.
Dude.
Not even looking up at all.
Sweep the leg and then
the scooter has a bell. The scooter has a light. He was oblivious to all of it.
Oh, no. Yeah. It is absolutely,
it was so scary.
I'm always so tempted to, when I see people doing that, like they're walking down the street and they're just like staring at their phones.
This is
like,
this is when you get punched in the head.
No, I literally just in New York. I just stand there. I just stop walking and I just don't move. And then they just bump into, like, they will bump into me because
that's
they're just
aggressive,
like,
Michael.
And I'll fucking, when that's I do, aggressive. I always make sure that when I pass them really like a little too
aggressively.
Close.
Yeah,
exactly. Because like, this is the problem, folks. Here's a rant coming in.
I'm not trying
rant.
To teach anyone a lesson, Michael.
No, like people are so, it is crazy.
And self-aware.
I will like pull up to like stoplights, or if I'm getting ready to cross the street, you know, when I'm walking around town and you see them pulling up to the red light. And as you cross, literally, it's like their car comes to a complete stop. And as it comes to a stop, it's like, phones up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, Jesus, like, we have a problem.
Yeah, phones are definitely a problem.
It's this and, you know,
distraction.
There's too much stuff and everybody's just like, why am I sad? You're like, because you fucking stare at
the
phone.
Are you sad, Michael?
No,
Michael,
I'm saying all these other people are. I'm not sad.
Mm, okay. On that note, we are going to watch, like we said in the last episode, we talked about the Japanese version of Dark Water.
And hopefully it's better than...
And I found it. And I saw the trailer for it. And
we watched the trailer before this. The
spooky.
Trailer alone seems like already way scarier than what this is going to be.
Yeah, it seems like... like maybe the US version took like a softer approach. I guess.
Maybe. Or maybe, yeah, it's probably the studios being like, are they really going to understand that? Is this too scary?
You think they were like that?
Probably. They always do that kind of stuff. They're always like, they try to make things as broad as possible so that like they think they get more money, even though when like things aren't necessarily broad, it makes a shitload of money.
We'll be the judge of that. This is the 2002 Japanese movie, Dark Water. Let me see. It's got a 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb. The director is Hideo Nakato, and it grossed.
I think it's pronounced. Look at the.
That's offensive.
I don't know why that's always. What show? I've been watching that show Shogun on Hulu.
Michael's a problem.
It's. That show, if you haven't seen that show, Shogun.
It's PG-13.
It's really good.
A mother and her 6-year-old daughter move into a creepy apartment whose every surface is permeated by water. It's a different description, even.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this one already had a lot more.
It's a rainy day and wherever they are.
That's racist right there. They're in Japan. What is
that? You know, I. You
They're
don't know.
In Japan. Oh my god.
You don't know where they are, Michael.
Well, judging by the crowd of people looking Japanese.
That's offensive.
No, it's not.
There's a little girl looking out at the rain.
The classic. Man, I'll tell you what. You know, they in Asia they do a lot of like floor sitting. And they are like the fact that they can just fold and just like kinda just sit, like squat on their feet, and they're just like,
"You can't squat on your feet."
No, Michael. Bonnie. What makes you think I can do any of that stuff? I can't even like do anything without hurting myself. Let alone, you think I'm gonna sit like real low? Like
maybe you should practice.
I try.
Maybe when you box up your whole entire apartment, you have a lot of room to do your squatting.
I try to stretch out my. It's still that same storyline of her mom hates her. Remember Jennifer Connelly's mom hated her and didn't like her and kept calling her a little bitch? And then that was a flashback. That was her. Her mom forgot her.
Oh, school. Got it. Yoshimi Matsubara is her name.
That last name looked a little like something else. Matsubara Masturbata?
Michael, get your head out of the gutter. Oh,
it's the same story, Bonnie.
She's meeting with her attorneys about a pending divorce. Typical man. He doesn't remember his daughter's birthday. She just said he never remembers her birthday. She
literally. Typical man. Bonnie saw that. Bonnie read that line.
I had to say something.
As uppity as Charles when he hears somebody knocking on the door.
Typical man.
I can't tell. Like, the Japanese language sounds so difficult.
I think what would be difficult is writing all those characters.
Yeah, but well, I mean, just everything about it. It's because that's what they say is like the reason why it's so hard is because it's not really a phonetic language. You just learn. It's like a melodic language as well. And it's just hearing those like little syllables that we don't have in our language, and it just literally just sounds like they're just.
Are you paying attention to this?
Yes.
She's traumatized by proofreading sadistic books. She's got PTSD. Speaking of PTSD.
Oh, God, here goes Bonnie. All right, let's hear about your date.
I don't have PTSD from the date. But
is there going to be a second date? Boom.
Maybe there is.
Oh.
Maybe there is tomorrow.
Oh, where are you going, Bonnie? What are you doing?
Maybe he planned it.
Oh, without telling you about it? He's like, hey, I'm going on a date tomorrow. You're like, oh, that'll be fun.
He took the initiative to be like, when are you available? And then when I said when I was available, he was like, okay, I'll find something for us to do.
Oh.
And, you know, every other man in America can't even do that.
He's going to take you back to his model house and steal your jacket and jerk off into it.
No. But funny story, he may or may not have escaped a cult.
Oh, God. You're going to air out his dirty laundry on this? Which cult was it, Bonnie?
I'm not saying. But it could be something that
that's why she's into him.
What?
Because he escaped the cult. What?
It's like I told my therapist. I just saw a green flag. Someone that can't easily be. I'm kidding.
You're right. He'll be manipulated. No, now he's on edge. Now you know that he's going to. Anytime you're like, why don't you do this for me? He's like, are you just fucking manipulating me?
No.
Her daughter's sad. Tired. I will say, the Japanese language is a very ASMR type of language that I'll if I ever wake up like in the middle of the night and I can't fall back asleep. You start
speaking Japanese,
no, Michael? I'll put on like...
Michael, you start talking Japanese.
Japanese
you're like, I'm
interviews.
Tired of Morka meatballs. I'm on to Hatsuka Benihana.
Whoa. First of all, because you look like a Muppet. She grew 6 inches with every word she said. She's like,
is Benihana Japanese?
I think so, yeah. The thing about the language is it's so hard.
Kind of craving Benihana.
It's so hard not to, you know, it's hard not to do that with the language.
Would you
as a like because whenever you hear that, like again, like I watch that show Shogun, and when they get angry, like when they have like very aggressive talk, it's always like that. They're like, "Is you ready?" Charles
don't like that,
and it's like
it's okay. Maybe.
Have you seen those videos? Somebody sent me one of those videos of like it's like these Middle
Eastern
these Middle Eastern guys were
is
like
that what your friends send you.
No, he goes, "It's have you seen these videos of like this is what." English sounds like to non-English speakers, and the guy's like, kind of saying things that sound like words. You're like, yeah, I get it. If you don't understand it, but like, that's what it sounds like. And that's, I feel like Japanese is the same way. It's like when they're speaking, they're just like, and you're like, what? And then they always, because again, it's like, it's also like a very, like when they're angry, it's aggressive, but like when they're just having conversations, they're always like, here's way, it's okay.
I mean, our language is hard too if you're being aggro.
Right. But it's not as, we're not as soft as they are when they're just having a general conversation. Is it weird that this guy also looks like a Japanese version of the other guy?
This guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Mr. Vec. Mm-hmm. Oh, someone went in the crate.
Maybe. What if Charles really understands Japanese gibberish?
What do you mean?
And I accidentally told him to go to his bed.
Okay, this is even creepier because so this one was the original. This came out 2002. I wonder how similar they are, or if like the American version really took some liberties.
We're about to find out. I mean, right now,
when it comes to the water tank and the Lisa Lam. Kind of foreshadowing.
Oh, I see. I mean, this is... creepy.
Oh, her daughter wasn't... Ooh, that was creepy. She thought it was her daughter holding her hand, but it
wasn't.
Yeah,
this guy's watching the whole time. This guy knows what's up. This guy is deaf. I take it back. He doesn't look anything like that guy. He literally looks...
He looks like
a skeleton.
Guy.
Like a... like
he's
a,
got like a... I don't know. He looks very...
He's got it's like he's got like one of those like perma frowns where it's like he just looks like he's frowning, like his resting face is just a very frowny look. I'm gonna say that that hallway made this place look like it was a fucking psych ward.
Oh,
very very gray tones.
Yep.
Is this guy the John C. Reilly of Japanese movies?
No.
Oh.
He looks really short.
That's rude.
He does. Look. She's taller than him.
She's wearing heels.
It's a little guy. All right. So the place is dingy.
She's not wearing heels. She's wearing flat feet. Oh, that's right. They take their shoes off. They definitely took some liberties with like kind of like putting the... having that take place in New York City and in the American version and like the Roosevelt Island. So they had the expressway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because, like, this one, there's no talk of, like, why she's decided to move in this, like, the other one where they're kind of having an argument on, like, where they're going to live.
Uh-huh.
You know, this one, she was just basically, like, she's moving out because they're getting a divorce, and this is where she has to move.
There was these YouTubers I used to follow a couple years ago and watch their vlogs. They were living in Japan, uh-huh. and their places were so tiny.
Yeah. They also have those, like, what are those, like, micro hotels or something?
The pods?
Yeah, yeah, where you basically just rent a bed and it's just like they like put you in a locker.
They have a pod hotel in Times Square. I almost, I did reserve a room when I thought my brother was going to go with me. Was that last year? And then at last minute he said he couldn't go and then I canceled it. But I was planning to stay.
In a pod room? Where you just basically go in and you have to like crawl into them. The ones I'm talking about in Japan are like, you crawl into them. I don't know
if they have rooms like that, but our room was one where it was bunk beds.
They're what?
Our room had bunk beds.
Oh.
Which I thought was pretty cool. My brother's actually, I think he's on his way right now. I forgot to text him to Atlanta.
Oh, for work?
No, he's just going.
Oh.
By himself.
That's cool.
Yeah, he said he got a really cheap flight. Got a hotel and he's staying in Five Points, Little Five.
Yeah, Little Five Points. I know that. He's that area's cool.
Staying over there.
Yeah, tell him to go to a. I don't know if it's still there. It's called Junk Man's Daughter. It's definitely up his alley. If it's still the same as it was back in the '90s.
Junk Man's Daughter.
Yeah, Junk Man's Daughter. It's a clothing store, but it's like all. It's got like all the, like, I mean, I guess it's not the same now because you got the internet to buy things. But like back then, that's where you'd go for like obscure band tees.
Oh.
And just like all your like hippie accessories. You walk in there and it just smells like patchouli.
Oh, nice.
I mean, the whole area was a, I mean, it was basically just like a hippie haven, you know, where like they were doing like, everyone was doing hacky sack and all that other stuff. But it was like just a really cool vibe, that whole area. And it's funny. I was just thinking about Junkman. I was just thinking about Little Five Points the other day, just like how.
Yeah, he told me like, randomly nostalgic. The other day that he was going and just for like Thursday to Sunday, I guess.
Nice. Today?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I forgot to ask him what time he was leaving. I forgot to text him.
Yeah, there's also, I don't know, again, I don't know if it's still there. I think it might be, it's like the Vortex was like a restaurant that's in Little Five that like everyone always used to go to.
The daughter got away and is on the roof.
Like the American version. I will say, the difference between this superintendent as opposed to the American version is, this super is just more of like a, well, I don't know. But the other guy seemed like real gruff.
You know, where I was walking on Sunday, I really like that area of Koreatown.
Oh.
There's like so much shit over there. And there was tons of people out walking around. I'm like, you know, it'd be nice to have an apartment that's like close to like Subway, the Subway stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then, you know, when they finally opened up the Purple Line by my office, I can like just hop on the Subway. I don't have to take a car anymore. And you can also take the Subway downtown.
Yeah. You're going to move to K-Town?
Maybe, but it has to be a place that has parking.
Good luck.
I mean, the newer buildings have it.
Yeah, the newer ones, but.
Also, it would be nice to live in a building that had like a pool or a jacuzzi and a gym and all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, she found a bag just like the other.
Yeah. But again, like, what's funny is like, this movie is definitely like a little bit more to the point.
Yeah.
It's weird that guy looks like a Japanese version of my dad when he was 30. I wonder if that's their... Look at those phone numbers. 0120012222.
Oh, now she sees the stain on the ceiling.
Yeah, it didn't get fixed.
Oh, she's practicing before she goes to her new school. Now there's water on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Is this a different room?
No, it's the same as the bedroom. Now it's the thing's even bigger, and now it's leaking water.
Oh, she's getting a headache.
She did not dry those
hands. I was just thinking that. She put her wet hands into her fucking bag.
She washed her hands, and she fully got her whole hands wet, and then she just put her fingertips on a towel. And then shoved her entire hands into her purse to get her pills out. That is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Gross.
Oh, there's a hair in her glass. Ew, ew, ew.
Sludge.
Oh, is that?
It's the same. Like, it's crazy because right now, like, there's a lot of, like, similarities. Like, they definitely didn't take too many liberties. The liberties came from just, like, the, it's got to be in New York, and it's got to be because of this, and... See, and then somebody came for the lost and found. Weird.
I had a week of fucking peace and quiet like no other because this dumbass wasn't there with her freaking rancid ass dog.
Oh.
Let me tell you, when you get that dog out of here, it is so quiet.
That's crazy.
It's so quiet because all it does is bark.
Oh, that's the one that causes all the... ruckus.
Yeah, it was so quiet. It was so nice. I was making dinner last Thursday. I was like, oh, this is great. And then I hear the door slam. And I'm like, I had a week. It was nice.
Not too bad.
Peace and quiet. I was thinking in trouble. He's crying. Is that the teacher?
Oh, the teacher's a tattletale. This kid told his friends that the teacher's stupid. And she went, because she's fat. She's a tattletale. She sounds like a stupid fat teacher that's tattling on these kids. What a dummy.
Kobayashi?
They're asking why this kid's crying because they're literally like yelling at it. Like, they just like bullied up on him.
Yeah, it was two against one. No wonder he was crying.
And it's like two adults just yelling at him, be like, you said I was stupid and fat. You're like, well, did you? Why are you crying? And it's like, uh-oh.
She's taking out the trash, it's the bag from the lost and found.
But the other one, she was doing laundry. And there's those teenagers.
Yeah.
So I wonder if those teenagers, those ruckus teenagers are going to come by and be like, ooh. I mean, I feel like it's going to be a little different because, like, the idea that it's, like, obviously, like, hottie Jennifer Connelly, so they're going to get these teenagers like, oh, what's up, babe?
Oh, she hears running above her.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm starting to remember the other movie.
One of my coworkers gave me another movie that is April Fool's horror movie.
Oh.
Slaughter High.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's a London English
horror movie. It's a bunch of British kids.
So that's when she went to the super's place, but he wasn't listening to loud porn.
Oh yeah, that's right. She's gonna see something.
Oh, now the door's open.
Okay.
Yikes.
Already
a creepy little girl.
Okay.
That was terrifying.
That's not
her
something.
Face looked blurred out.
Yes, like the long, like long, wet looking, greasy fucking
well,
hair.
It's the same guy
face.
That made the ring.
Yeah, exactly. And it's literally that same fucking look. This guy
She's
has
behind
a style.
You.
This guy has a style. Apparently. Little Japanese kids can be both
terrifying.
The most adorable looking children in the entire world or the most terrifying because they all get those little kid haircuts. That's why.
So she checked it and there's no one there except for the creepy goyal. Another slumlord not wanting to fix the dripping water.
Well, no, this remember the other one, the guy was like, I don't do plumbing. I only do this. And they're like sending her back and forth. But this guy just straight up doesn't. Okay. Mild reflection.
Oh, she's trying to get a new job.
Yeah. So it's a little different. Like these guys are actually showing her on these interviews where the other one, she had the job and then she was running late that one day.
Yeah.
And they just said it. They didn't show it. These guys are showing it. So she got an apartment without having a job? What?
How dare she?
I think we know why the apartment complex.
Try to be an independent woman.
Well, no, but like, what apartment complex is going to give anybody an apartment without a job? If you have no source of income.
She must have a lot of money in her bank account.
Clearly not.
She paid a lot up front.
Clearly not.
Or maybe things are different in Japan.
Any of it? Oh, flashbacks are yellow.
Oh, she's at school waiting for her mom.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Well, kid's going to just walk home. I mean, I guess that's the thing over there.
Haven't you seen that show where like little kids, like toddlers, walk? Like there's like some sort of like game show and the parents are like, hey, go this way, that way, this way. Go to the store and get me a 2 liter of milk and blah, blah, blah. And then you just, a camera follows the kid and the kid's like, doo, doo, doo. The kid looks like it's like 4 or 5 or something. And it's just like walking down the sidewalk, goes to the store, gets the stuff and brings it back. And then they win a prize.
Oh, wow.
You haven't seen that?
No.
I feel like that came out like a couple years ago. They were talking about it on social media.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, because the kid is like so little. And then you see him just trying to remember all the things he was supposed to get at the grocery store. And he looks so little. He's like this little guy in this crowded grocery store. Yeah. He's like, what do I get? So funny. So random. They always have like random game shows.
Japanese?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah. It's always... So the little girl just started... Oh, what's this? The little girl saw the ghost girl across the street. Now there's a...
Like, maybe it's a missing person sign.
Yeah, we're about to find out. And it's going to be that little girl.
Looking for this child. I called it.
Oh, there's like no
eyes.
Look,
she doesn't have eyes. Oh, God. Scary. It's scary. Scare, Michael, scare.
I mean, literally, this looks like a
she
ghost.
She's got no eyeballs. And she's wearing a yellow raincoat.
Last seen July 14, 1999.
Spooky. A little spook magoot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, she's getting a lecture from her estranged husband.
Well, I mean, literally, she did leave the child there. Uh-oh. Little kid's going home with daddy.
He looks pissed.
That's just how he looks. That's racist. Can't say that.
What?
That's just their look.
What are you talking about, Michael? What are you talking about?
Uh-oh.
Michael!
Edibles have activated in Bonnie's system.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, exactly, Bonnie. Your eyes are practically pasted shut.
Michael, the most traumatic thing happened to me.
If you tell that scooter story again, I'm going to be pissed.
No. Michael, Big Lots is gone.
Yes, it's been gone for months. I thought you knew that.
Why would I know that? I only go there when I have hair appointments.
I thought I said something to you.
It's fucking gone. I went to go because I was going to go see about getting some snacks. Maybe I needed to pick up a couple groceries. Then I didn't want to go to Trader Joe's after I got out of my hair appointment because it's like that time of day where it's like I wouldn't be able to find parking. So I go and it's fucking boarded up and there's like an abandoned car there.
Yeah, there's already like, they've already tagged the place and it's already like covered in spray paint.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Well, that's what
I wonder if the other one still exists on the west side. There's one kind of by my office
I
went to when I first moved here.
I mean, that one was like, I feel like that one had like some good days and bad days. But like when you go inside, it looked like they hadn't.
Yeah, they had a ton of shit.
Like, but they looked like they're just like letting it fall apart on the inside.
Oh, the building?
Yeah.
The building was bad. But they had a lot of stuff in there. A lot of stock.
Yeah.
Like. Food and whatnot.
It's been closed for months.
Damn. I'm like, damn it. So then I just ended up going to fucking Pavilions and spending nearly $50 on like four items.
Ugh. There's a warehouse over there.
Huh?
In that same area. All you had to do is go down Vinyl into that Magnolia and there's a Ralph's right there.
I don't like that Ralph's.
I know. I don't like it either.
But the vibe in there is.
It's weird.
You have to walk through a turnstile to get in. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's how they all are now.
No, they're not.
Just about. Really?
I mean, the only other one I saw like that was the Rock and Roll Ralphs.
Yeah. But high crime areas. Ralph's, I don't know why.
Why turnstile. You have to walk through a fucking turnstile to get into the grocery store?
Oh, Mom got the job.
Mom got the job. Let's celebrate by drowning ourselves in the water tower on top of our building. You want to know why? Because dead is better.
You wish. Oh, God. Activated. Now Bonnie's going to not understand how.
What are you talking about, Michael? Michael, what are you talking about? On seventh floor.
So they're going to the roof for something.
Or is that the floor above them?
Oh, yeah, it's the floor above them.
She going to try and find that little girl again? Spooky stairway.
I guess so.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I just saw.
The kid. Now the door's closed.
She was like floating
The kid was floating. Oh, God. I don't.
It's oh, there's the bag.
Yeah.
Man, that guy must be really hungry. He's been coming by twice at night to get food.
Oh. Whoever else was feeding him, they got a little.
Meanwhile, now I gotta get more cat food because
Bonnie's too nice.
I keep feeding him. I'm feeding two cats with one bag of food.
Oh my God.
What the heck?
Little girl's taking a bath in the sink, then mom's taking a bath in this. Like,
what's happening?
First of all, that tub is.
The mom is in the tub, and the kid is not in the tub, but she's lathering up.
Way too full. Look how high that water. The water's literally spilling out of the tub.
I mean, maybe the stuff's different in Japan, Michael. But also, I want to know why her daughter was covered in soap, not in the bathtub. What is that? Oh, now she's in the tub. What the hell?
You know, actually, I just saw something the other day. Where they're talking about how in Japan, it's not a irregular thing for basically an entire family to use one tub of water. It's basically they just take turns, boop, 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 and then there's some.
Hell no. You don't want to do that if you're in Michael's family with his doo-doo butt.
You're right.
There's something you've seen his toilet. Oh, you don't want to see his a-hole. All cats are brown.
Bonnie, why
look at
so
skin marks for days.
Bonnie, why are you so
you think
gross?
His toilet's bad? Look at his fucking underpants.
You wish.
Ew. Where do you think those skin marks came from?
Like a family of four will use the same bathwater, and then they
turn
do something.
That water brown as soon as you can.
All right. Okay. Bonnie thinks she's so fucking funny. Yep. Her eyes are so fucking closed. Bonnie has the same
up.
One joke that she says every week, and it's constantly hilarious to her.
It is.
So now they're playing hide and seek, and she's hiding.
Oh, no. This is scary. This is a scary part of the trailer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why do they got condoms hanging from that thing?
What? Where is she? She's at school?
Yeah.
What are those socks? They look like socks.
Yeah, they look like condoms. Is what it looks like.
Oh, my God. I saw this really funny meme that was like, you can't hold God's hand when you're masturbating. And then I was just thinking about cracked socks. I was like,
of course you were. Uh-oh. Your cat's getting real. She's getting real close over there. Too.
She does. Yeah, she's a daredevil.
Oh, my God.
Those legs look like the legs of an older lady, not a kid.
Right. But there's like they're like squishy feet.
She's wearing soggy shoes.
I don't know how they're doing it.
A yellow
raincoat? They're definitely doing a good job of making it look like she's not peeing herself. Oh, my God.
It's a whole lot of water.
This kid is just sitting there staring at it.
What else is she supposed to do?
Scream and run! Oh, God.
What happened?
We're about to find out.
Oh, she passed out in class? Oh, she got so freaked out from seeing the...
She passed out or something, or oh,
oh! Now she's blaming the teachers.
oh, she's going to blame the teacher and the principal because she saw them yelling at that other kid. And now that her daughters have something wrong with her.
It's kind of disturbing that woman is a teacher and has pigtails.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a caricature or something. Like a,
yeah. Now they're saying her daughter talks to herself a lot.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Look at this guy, very thoughtful walking.
I talk to myself a lot. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we can tell, Bonnie. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Michael, I found this, I discovered this bagel place that's blowing up all over TikTok. It's in Koreatown. It's called Calic Bagel. Have you seen anything on it?
Uh-uh.
It's like a bagel with like, I think it's like cream cheese and cheese and garlic. Ooh. Inside of it.
Oh.
Wait, I thought I sent you the TikTok, but it looks so good. And people, I keep seeing videos of it all over TikTok. I kind of want to make a special trip and go get some.
Do it.
Get hit some.
Hit it for your date tomorrow.
I finally went to Dan Sung Sa.
What?
Dan Sung Sa.
I don't know what that is.
That place I told you about a long time ago. It's like this like divey, is it Japanese or Korean? It's Japanese or Korean food.
Oh, so,
and they have like.
So real quick, they. So unlike the American version and the Japanese version, they are very aware of this girl that has gone missing, where they don't really talk about it in the American version. It's like they're kind of keeping it hidden.
What?
So like, remember in the American version, they're like the super knew about the missing girl.
Yeah.
Because he just assumed some things and they're like, no, we probably think that we can get him on negligence or whatever. Whereas in here, they basically like, this girl's been missing for 2 years.
Oh.
So they know.
Okay. What do they say?
They're basically, it's her lawyers are telling her about the, that she picks up her daughter late every single day.
Oh, man. They're accusing her of dislocating her daughter's shoulder.
It's the, you know, that's what happens when you get the divorce. They go back and forth and they just exaggerate.
Oh, she used to sleepwalk?
I guess so.
Well, he's smoking in the office.
Yeah,
he's a badass.
Yeah, that's how,
Oh, those are ashtrays.
Yeah.
He's really stubbing out that cigarette.
Really working that. Hey, you know, he's making sure that it's just really out.
Oh.
Oh, because that's the whole thing is like, she thinks it was
him. He put out his cigarette in the ashtray, and then she had a vision of him putting a cigarette out on the elevator button.
Yeah, and so now it's the same as the other one where she thinks that her husband is like playing these tricks to make her go crazy.
She's getting paranoid.
Right. Except Jennifer Connelly plays it a lot cooler.
Yeah, this woman just freaked out.
Yeah, this one she's like, wow.
She just tried to beat his ass.
This is going to be the other lawyer. This is going to be the other lawyer. This is going to be the, what's his face from...
Tim Roth.
Tim Roth, the guy who has like the worst American accent in the entire world, where he's like, I'm going to help you. You're like, okay. I will say,
it's a little predatory.
The architecture.
This could be an ethics issue.
No. The architecture in hallways in these buildings is literally soul-sucking and bad.
Is it supposed to be any other way?
I'm going to turn it off because you're like crinkling mush mouth over there.
I got a really good boba tea last weekend. I walked Charles down to this boba.
You're
going to
talk about
time.
Boba tea this whole time? You're just going to talk about boba tea this whole time? This is a boba time by me.
It's down the street by where I get my vapes.
Oh, geez.
Two birds, one stone.
All right.
I got a boba lavender boba.
Did it make you sleepy?
No. I'm hooked on the lavender. Those fucking lavender lattes at Starbucks. We had vendor visits this week at work. We had two different vendors. One brought us Portos, and then the other ones treated us to free Starbucks. So Shirley and I were living large this week at work.
Delish.
I like the guava. The guava,
I don't like guava stuff.
Cheese empanadas or whatever they are.
Guava's gross.
It's so good. Guava's like the best flavor. You're nuts.
Yeah, it's the... It looks like she's got like a nanny or something for her. Oh, because she was sick. That's why.
It looks like IKEA furniture, doesn't it?
It kind of does. But it also could just be like a version of a...
Or maybe that's like her mom.
A Japanese version.
I think that's her mom. Oh, it's her aunt.
Yep. Why would it be her mom? We know that her mom hates her, remember?
Not in this version.
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
She didn't say she hated her.
Oh my God. Her mom's the one that was like abandoning her at school.
Arigato.
I knew that word.
Man, her daughter's still knocked out from that episode.
Clearly. That's gonna be, that'd be a weird thing if you just get like knocked unconscious or like something happens and you're literally unconscious for like days. Like what is that gonna feel like? Like when you like close your eyes and you wake up and then also you're like, what's going on? They're like, you've been unconscious for like a That's week.
Crazy.
And it's like I've lost a week of my life because I've just been laying in a bed. They're like,
the Nothing ceiling's still leaking.
Oh, this is that thing
leaking
where it's like,
on her.
Ugh. It's leaking on her face. It's going to go on her mouth. Whoa, that's right. It was gross. That last time it was all that gross, just disgusting.
This isn't brown water.
How has she not woken up with all of that water on her? Like, good
She's having
Lord.
A rain dream, Michael.
Yeah, she's having a water sports dream. She's like, oh my gosh, yes, finally. Finally someone's going to pee on me. I was having the best dream.
Oh, she's dreaming about the little girl.
Yeah, the girl's showing up in her dream. Oh, it's because the water is on her. The water's dripping into her.
I want a raincoat like that.
No, you don't. It's just a piece of plastic.
It's a coat.
No, it's not. It's plastic.
It's got a hood.
It's for children because it's probably really cheap because they're going to outgrow it.
I want one. She's walking slowly in the rain.
Like children. Children walk slow. Tiny little steps. Maybe you take a little, maybe you had a bigger stride, little girl.
Uh oh. Is that the pool? Is that a pool?
What? It's the apartment complex.
Oh, it looked like she was walking towards a pool.
What are you talking about?
It looked like she was.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, this architecture doesn't look good. She's dreaming about what this girl is doing, so that's how she's going to find out.
She's still walking, but she's not in the rain.
She's going to find out.
Some pervert ass dudes in a building.
Oh my God.
They can't wait to do pervert ass things to a little girl.
Okay, we know Bonnie's fucking.
Typical man.
Fucking Bonnie's high as shit because.
I want to start a song called Typical Man.
Because they're literally, it's like plumbers going up there to do the work on
they're
the stuff.
All the
she's
worst,
facing
trying
the back
to
of the.
Predatory on oh a God. Kid.
She's facing the back.
Back. She better murder them. Before they hurt anyone else.
Oh, God.
Kill.
If this kid does,
kill.
Oh, my God,
oh
no
she
face.
Has no eyes. That's terrifying. She literally has no definable features on her face. Smudged out. Lady.
Oh, her whole bed is wet.
Eehee, the bed's wet.
She slept
and
on
not
that for hours.
Like Michael's kind of wet. Like is wet that? From a ceiling leak.
Not for me peeing my pants. Gross.
That's a whole lot of water. Where the heck did her kid go? Damn.
Unsatisfactory.
Leak has spread.
Dude, I would have been... At that point, I would have called the cops.
The cops?
911, been like, dude, they're not doing anything.
Cops
get over here and start...
Dick for that.
Start shooting. It took her this long to realize her kid's not there?
Yep.
You know where to go, lady.
Uh-oh.
The one thing I find very interesting about this movie is that they also, there's no other neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She's going to see her kid doing something with some the other kid.
The elevator's going up.
She's putting two and two together.
It's a slow-ass elevator.
I wonder if that... In this one, the super is going to be the guy that, like, killed the girl.
Now she's hearing something in the fucking... She's
at the elevator! I don't like this. Yikes. At all.
That's eerie. She's on the roof. Uh-oh, there's the water tower. What's gonna happen, Michael, what's gonna happen?
She's gonna find her kid in the water. She's gonna find her kid in the water tank.
She just found her bag.
That fucking bag. First of all, this water tank looks like it's extra leaky.
Someone's running upstairs.
Oh my god, this, I don't like any of this at all.
The door just opened, Michael.
I don't like it at all.
Michael, what's going to happen?
We know what's going to happen. He's going to go in there. Michael, it's going to be the same thing. We all know what's happening.
Michael, would there be bodies?
You're done. I'll fucking, I will throw you out.
Bodies?
Bonnie's other joke. It's the same. It's the same as the... It just took him longer to establish it. Why are you not just turning the water out? Holy cow. Jesus.
Uh-oh. Someone in the corner.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Oh, she's sleepwalking. Holy shit. That's terrifying.
Uh-oh. There's a... Okay, I don't like that.
There's a silhouette of a little girl standing in front of the door.
It gives me literal like chills, like it makes me like, if I ever experienced anything like that, like there's so many instances in my life where it's like I would like to think that I would be fearless and stand up. Right. But like, here's the thing.
Fearless. He used me as a human shield in a fucking spook house.
Yeah, fearless. That's what I'm saying. I'd like to think that
Michael,
I would have
you're
that.
You're scared
that
to be
ability.
Home alone
I know,
after
but,
a movie.
But like, there's certain things.
You live on the second floor.
There's certain things that are too scary scared. In real life, and I would scream so loud.
How loud would you scream, Michael?
Maybe you should try it right now for practice.
No. Oh wait, you already did.
You wish. So she realized now that this apartment it belongs to this.
The missing Goyle.
Oh my god.
That has no defined eyes on her face.
Michael.
Scoobity beep.
So they literally just post people's names on their apartment doors? That's kind of weird.
I guess.
It's weird. Like, who lives here? I'm like, that's right here.
That's her attorney, right?
Her kid is still asleep.
Damn.
Oh, she's moving.
Uh-oh. She's starting to sound a little starting to look loca cabeza. That guy's really tall compared to everyone else.
Yeah, I know, right?
That old man ain't managing shit.
He's not doing nothing.
She's just managing to stay alive. He's literally not doing anything with that building. Why do they have the oldest people in the world working a fucking super job at a giant apartment building?
Seems like why do like some of these
security guards?
Yeah, they're like 8,000 years old
and 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, right. I remember when I was in high school, I went to this one movie theater.
Why does he kind of look like Donger?
Yeah, he does kind of. That's
crazy. No offense,
but me and my friend were waiting outside. Like, of course, I was only like 15. My mom was coming to pick us up, and when we were standing outside, there's like there's a big group of kids, and like, sure enough, it was like, big fat security guard like walking some other like kid out for doing who knows what, and everyone was just like, we know what's about to happen. The kid was like, the kid just took because he's obviously like a like every 15-year-old at that time or high schooler where they're just like lean and just skinny
full of sugar
and this guy is literally just like this
and hatred of this authority
fatso. And sure enough, that kid just took off. He was across the parking lot and across the street in like 2 seconds, and that guy was like, he took about four steps, he's like and everybody like is one of those things, everybody's like screaming and it's just like everybody's all riled up. Yeah, this guy, her lawyer is what, like 8 feet tall? What the fuck?
Compared to these shrimps. I know. Well, no,
he's literally, like, he's going to bump his head on the doorway over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this super is just basically putting everything up on everyone else.
Typical.
Yeah, exactly. Super. That's what it is. This woman's acting like a fucking nut job. Super crazy. Typical. How do you like it, Bonnie? Doesn't feel so that's good, does it? Bonnie's going to come out with her stats on how
statistically it's not accurate.
Michael. Okay.
You nut jobs, perverting all over the place with your rotten sacks and your crack socks. Why is he talking about this?
They're just kind of saying like, you didn't see a ghost of a little child. You probably saw just shadows passing it. And also, he's trying to make her seem like she's not crazy so that it's easier for him to convince the courts that she's not insane.
She still hasn't looked inside the water tank.
They get about halfway there. This looks like a fucking prison. This looks like a gulag of some sort. Oh, wow.
Wallpaper on the ceiling.
That's like a cloth thing.
So they're not moving after all because the people fixed it, right?
Right, yeah. So, like, yeah, this lawyer is basically like, you can't move because he's basically forced
them to fix it. It's a bad look if you move.
Right. Look at this cramped office space. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is this? They're using spoons?
Yes, Michael.
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
We're about to start.
They're going to drink the water.
Blah. She's really excited to go to school.
Nerd.
What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
There's a bag in the bag?
Our mom's going to lose it.
I just saw a shadow go across the wall. Oh, she's calling the husband. Oh, no. What a creepy fucking look. What a creepy fucking look.
Whoa.
Oh, my fucking God. This kid. Holy shit.
She's seen her mom. Oh, freaking God. Out. She's losing it.
This kid was staring at the ground with this evil smile, slowly opening the bag like a fucking psychopath. Oh, my fucking God.
Michael, hallway reminds me of this your kid, hallway, Michael.
No, it doesn't. You're just saying shit to say shit.
Michael, your hallway.
Oh, my God.
Make sure that all the doors are closed when you go to bed tonight, Michael.
Did you see how fucking crazy this child looked?
Michael, make sure all the doors are shut and locked. Because that hallway looked real familiar.
Bonnie, well, I don't even like have your hallway. A hallway where? I don't have any hallways in my apartment.
You have a hallway, Michael.
No.
and it looks like that. And some little girl's going to be standing there when you wake up 20 times in the middle of the night to take your whizzes.
Nope. I don't. Nope.
When you're marking up your turlet.
Beyond that, I don't wake up
five times in the night.
I don't wake up in the middle of the night, Bonnie, anymore.
Right. Michael's got the bladder the size of a thimble.
I take about 10,000 milligrams.
Make me pull over every 10 miles so you can freaking
leak your lizard. 10 million milligrams of melatonin every night. And I fall asleep for a good five solid hours.
What'd that do, Michael? What'd that do?
And it makes me have weird dreams where Willie Nelson let me play his guitar, but it was literally like a guitar in like five different pieces because his guitar is so old and fucked up. And I had to pretend that I liked that.
Real fast,
that I could
the mom
play
is
it.
On the roof again.
I had to pretend that I could actually play the guitar. It was literally just a guitar neck, like two strings and like a fucked up body, but they weren't even connected. And he's like, "Hey, man, you want to play my guitar?" And I was like, "It's an honor, Willie Nelson." And he just hands me this like fucked up broken guitar. And I was like, "Oh. On the road again." Thanks, dude.
Cool story.
Fucking weird, dude.
She's gonna go
up. All this overflowing water bullshit.
Just go to the top of it already. She's been up there like four times.
And now she's like realizing, like, oh, now it's like extra overflowy. I feel like there's a lot of water to be overflowing out. Like, eventually you'd think that it would just have like one big chunk and then that's that.
One big chunk of water, Michael? Yep. Is that blood, Michael?
No, it's dark water. It's dark water, Bonnie. The name of the movie.
She's going to taste it.
She's going to lick the side of this
fava
water.
Beans.
Bonnie, stop. Enough, Bonnie.
Michael can't handle it.
So she, by touching the bag the way she did, she had a vision of this girl
climbing up the ladder to the water tower.
Why would this, like, hey, little girl, what are you doing? Like, I'm just going to do.
She's going to check it out. Ooh, it's open.
Gross.
That looks no fear. She's disgusting. Not scared at all climbing up the top of that thing. She's psychic. We're both psychic.
Oh, that's right.
I'm reading a little book called Developing Your Psychic Abilities, Michael. Oh, really? Pretty soon, I'm going to be winning the lottery.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Charles, that's enough of your shit.
Right, I cleaned her litter box yesterday, and then she promptly ran in there and took the stinkiest dump. I was like choking on her fucking turd fumes. I was like, God damn it, Mimi. She does it every time. She can't wait to take a stinky dump after I clean it.
Oh, no. This kid is going to go.
Oh, this is where she drinks the water with the hair in it.
I don't think she drinks it.
Her big clump comes out.
Fucking gross. It didn't even come out like slimy. It was just shot out like
clump
a fucking
of hair.
Disgusting. Oh, so the date of the girl going missing is printed on this.
What is it?
So I guess it's when it was last.
No, they said July 14th.
Yeah, I know, and that's what it just said that you weren't paying attention. Oh my god! It's still sticking with me.
Why is like? Oh no, she lost her bag in the water tank. This is how she dies, and then
just residual. I think it's done now. I just got a little bit of heartburn. I think it's adding to it. Fuck.
I just have to wonder what people think every time you come over here and you're fucking yakking your brains. And then I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm dying. Uh-oh.
Oh, she's going to see. Oh.
Someone's thumping inside the fucking water tank. Holy shit.
Okay. Okay. So this one's clearly a little bit different than the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's like what happened in the one above them.
Oh.
Look at this disgusting water.
Yikes.
Oh, remember, and then she's going to come in and kill the girl, I guess, for some reason?
Yuck. Barf. It's kind of green looking. Well, that little girl can't turn it off. Way to go, kid. It's your fault. Your apartment's going to flood. It's to the tippy top. There it goes. And we got two flooded apartments.
And now it's going to look like she did it.
Yeah, buddy.
Uh-oh.
And here comes her mom in the bathtub.
She's like, how did I get here? Dude, if I'm a kid, I'm screaming. I'm out of there, dude. I'm not going to sit here and watch this shit.
I don't think I would have stayed to see what was bubbling under.
No. The water looks like it's like fucking boiling. Uh-oh, something bad's going to happen. You know it's...
Whoa! Gray hands just reached out and grabbed that little girl's face. They're drowning her? Oh, shit. That's terrifying. Uh-oh. I thought for sure the mom was going to drown in the tank.
Oh, they haven't found her yet. So they haven't found the body. And then now
she can't hear the water.
Right now that there's turn around. Maybe the Japanese are more fucked up and they'll just let a little kid die. And then she's going to go to the loony bin.
You're going that slow and you can't find your daughter and there's water running.
Well, but she knows that there's like also a weird little ghost.
And her daughter's dead.
Oh no, she...
Oh, she's choking. Oh, she's alive. That was a close one. It's not going to be all right if you don't turn that fucking water off. You're flooding your damn apartment. Shit. The little girl's going to come out of that water. Shitballs. Oh, fuck. Water's coming into the elevator.
Oh, my God. Like, it's just fucking... Oh, no, she's going to see the little girl. She's going to see the little girl.
Oh, there goes the elevator.
You know, I will also say, this elevator is real touchy. With all this crazy shit happening, I'm going to fucking take the stairs. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
The little girl's coming out of her apartment.
I don't like this at all. I don't like it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, it's her daughter? And she's holding the girl.
Is that her daughter's ghost? Mama. What the fuck is happening?
Who's in the elevator with her? It's the girl with no face.
That's why it's watery in there. I don't like it. I don't even want to look. I can't look. I don't even want to look.
Whoa!
No fucking
holy shit! Way. That's terrifying.
What the fuck?
It had gray skin and it was slimy.
Uh oh.
It's eating her? What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on? It's like, it looks like a. Oh,
it's digging into her skin.
Yeah, hey, little kid, listen to your mom. You're a little kid. You can't stop it. Stay there. Oh, my God.
That's terrifying. Like her skin. This is like
reptile skin. Ooh, it's like digging her thumb into the...
Ew. Her skin looks so gnarly.
What is happening? Wait, is this elevator just straight up filling with water?
Is it? It's the longest goodbye ever.
Yeah, I mean, is this little girl just going to sit here and watch her mom drown in an elevator? No, he's going to watch it go up. Oh, so maybe this little... Oh, God.
Damn, that's a long-ass elevator shaft.
Don't do it, girl.
She's going to take the stairs.
Oh, my God, her kid just won't let it go. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Is she going to die, too?
What the fuck?
All this water came out of the elevator.
That water was disgusting.
Brown soapy water?
Yeah.
That's what Michael's bathtub looks like after a shower.
So...
Just a typical day in Michael's life.
So I'm confused.
Michael lives dark water every
apparently,
day.
Apparently, yeah, it's the story of my life. I'm making dark water. What?
10 years later. Oh, she's all grown up.
How do you know which one's her?
The one with the ponytail. Uh-oh. Another kid left by herself at the school. What's gonna happen, Michael? Michael, what's gonna happen?
It's gonna be weird. I wonder if this is gonna have like a weird, like how our movies end, where it's just like, whoa, is it the end? Wah, wah. Or she's having like flashbacks or something.
Oh, is she walking to the building?
Yeah, that was the same. Building?
Her old building.
Oh, no. It's surely, they're not going to find a bunch of dead bodies in this water tower 10 years later. Oh, the building's abandoned.
Oh,
she's going to see her mom's ghost. It's going to be similar to like the other one. How, you know, she's in the elevator and her mom was like, if you ever need me, I'll be here.
Oh, their names are still on the place.
Yeah. She's going to go in and she's going to see her mom hanging out with a little ghost baby. Why would you, what are you doing? There's no way she takes her shoes off.
I think she did.
I guess. Because there's no way there's all that stuff still in there. What? It's like it's untouched for the past 10 years.
It's not graffitied or anything?
Which can only mean...
Her mom still lives there.
Yep. Something creepy is really going to happen. Like her mom's going to come in and be like, oh, you're all grown up. And it's watery. It looks like you're looking through water. Oh, I'm sick. I don't know what's going to happen. Someone's going to jump out and scare me. I just know
what are you talking about? You're working yourself up over
nothing. I know. No, because it's not going to be a happy ending. It's going to be weird.
It's time to go into the bathroom. Have a glass of hairy water for old time's sake.
No, she's going to go back and look at something that's going to be different now. I knew it.
There's her mom. And she doesn't look gross. Is she going to braid her hair? For old time's sake.
Uh-oh, she's going to kill her. She's going to be like, meet your sister.
She's making her food. Tea? Oh, she thinks she's alive.
Oh, God. I just know that creepy little fucking gray-skinned child is going to come out and, like, her mom's miserable because she has to take care of this, like, little rotting child. This rotting ghost child. Don't touch her. I don't like where this is going. This scares me. I'm nervous.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
There's someone behind her.
There it is.
The kid's behind her.
I don't want to see a faceless child.
Nothing's there. Around, gonna be nothing's right there. Michael.
No, it's going to turn around. I don't want to see it. She's going to turn around and she's going to see her mom. Her mom's going to have it. Her mom's going to be gone too. Okay. Hey, Mama. All right. Enough with the whining.
No, nothing even happened. Michael, you big fraidy cat.
You don't know yet. You don't know yet.
Okay. So damn scared.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I mean, hey, you know what? Here's what
it's
I want to say.
It's not over with
yet. I mean, no, it's going to be 20 minutes of her walking. They have a next step up. It's over. Next, it's like the old TV guy thing where it's like this sad, like scary type movie. Like, next up, the Brady Bunch movie starring Gary Cole and Shirley Long.
She's walking really weird.
Yeah, because she just realized that she just talked to her mom's ghost. And her mom said that they can't be together anymore because she has to be mom to a ghost kid.
It like happens.
Little kid rot. Exactly. Her mom was there the whole time protecting
her.
Oh. Right. So back, as I said. This one way better than the American.
Yeah, version. It was.
Like the pacing is a lot better. I feel like the way that they even did the story, like the things that they added in the American one did not help it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they did, like they kind of alluded to migraines, but like didn't really like lean on it. They alluded to her talking to an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
But they it didn't was brief. Lean on it. Yeah. They didn't lean on it. Whereas in the other one, they were like,
yeah,
it's a problem. You gotta talk to her. And then it, like, they kind of made her crazy. And it, like, her craziness was just like going way too far. And then like the kids in the laundry room.
Oh, the
like,
paranoia.
Right. Whereas, and then also like the way that this ended, where they just kept basically telling the audience, there's a dead body in that water tower, but they never showed it.
Yeah.
Really? They never, like, they themselves never discovered it.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a thing. And then, like, the idea that this one, you know, they kind of hit the nail on the head at the end where it's like, my mom was basically protecting me from this child.
Yeah.
This rotten child.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, that's why she sacrificed herself. That's why she, like, realized what was happening in the elevator. But in, like, the, you know, the American version, she's basically just like killing her kid and was like, wait, take me instead.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so it was more of like a sacrifice me for her. Whereas in this one, it was like, no, I did this to prevent her from going after you.
Yeah.
So I think like this seems like more of a, that stronger message of like, instead of like the sacrifice, that it's more of like a lifelong protection.
You know what I mean?
Like, whereas her mom wasn't around, and then, and same with this kid, her mom wasn't around, but for a very specific reason.
Yeah.
So much better. I'd give this one at least I'd give it a 3. I mean, I feel like it still has its like hangups where it's, you know, some, the pacing was better, but it was still like slow in certain parts. And it's like, it's just more of like a build, like a very slow build for a scary movie.
That was the other one.
I know. But yeah, but exactly. But this one had a lot more like going in, like the fact that they kept kind of showing the kid a little bit more and like, just acknowledging, like, this kid's been missing. And don't, like, it was so intricate in the American version where it's like, well, there was a family that lived upstairs. The dad was an alcoholic. The mom went crazy.
And you didn't really see glimpses of the girl at all until the end.
And it was also, like, this whole, like, bizarre, like, well, the dad went back to Russia.
Yeah.
And then the mom went there. And they both assumed they each took the kid. And it's like, I know there's some bad parents out there, but. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'd say I'd give it a 3. I mean, there's still some parts that were just like,
I think we ruined this one. The Americans ruined the version.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. This is a much better version.
This is much better and much scarier.
Yeah, you're watch
clearly, water, as you'll hear.
I know. And more barfy.
And Mike's retching. And how well are you going to sleep tonight, Michael?
I don't know. That was creepy. This, I mean, also a faceless child in the elevator, and then like at the end where it's just like sinking her.
Trying to put her hands into her fucking neck? What is this area called? Your clavicle?
No, your clavicle's your shoulder.
Your neck?
Yeah.
She was like trying to dig into her neck. Like get inside of her body.
Okay. What's your number? I say 3.
What's our max? Our max is 4. I almost want to give it 4.
Say it.
Because I gave the last one 3.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You got to go up. You can't give it
the
same.
And this one is a lot scarier. Yeah. Highly recommend this version to anyone.
Yeah, definitely watch this one.
A lot more eerie. Mm. And has parts that will make you be like, ugh.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of suspense. So
yeah.
I'll say, 3. Give it a watch.
On that note.
Until next week.
Until next week when Michael picks the movie.
Yep. Bye.
Come on.
Charles is busy dreaming. He's over there buffing. He's too asleep.